New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday. You have found us either by accident or on purpose. Either way, thanks for being here. I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Hello.
That is DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hey, hey.
Audio sniper, as he's known in these parts. Then you got Jake the Nerd back there.
What's that?
Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa. Very excited about all things World Cup. Taking your calls at 800-520-1067. Usually we take your incoming calls and give you stuff. Every once in a while we get to make an outgoing call. Company hates that because they got a really crappy phone plan here. So they've told us no more calling long distance, no more calling international, just nice local people right here in Southern California. And we've got a list that we've been putting together for the last week. All people that have qualified to go see Evanescence as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, even though you'll be going on a plane and leaving the USA. So don't fault us for naming it poorly. We just don't put a lot of thought into things around here.
Well, I love that you pointed that out to our boss and he was kind of like, what? Okay, yeah. So what?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, well, it's not a road trip, and it's not America.
But other than that, I'm sure people will love it. So let's go ahead and give someone a call right now. A lot of names on this list. I don't know who's going to win. I hope it's you. And if you don't answer right now, we'll just call someone else. And if you're not on this list and you want to win a trip, then you want to hang on, because we have more news to give you in a moment as to where you'll be heading to next with a blank piece of paper looking for your name. I really hope for this person's sake they answer, because...
Hello, thank you.
Oh, no. Hello?
Is this a robot?
Hello.
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 Hi, have we been screened?
Klein Alley Show.
Thank you for calling Evolution.
Oh.
Evolution.
Oh, man. Let me make sure I dialed that. Hello, is there a person
this
there?
This can't be right.
Did a robot win this trip? That would be amazing.
Wow.
If we gave away our first trip to a robot.
Oh, my. I'm so excited. Canada, never been.
I'm going to try the number one more time, and if not, we move on, Allie. This is what happens from time to time around here. I would hate if my big fat fingers cost someone this trip of a lifetime.
That's how you know this is not planned.
Yeah, that's right. This is live radio. Good radio? No. Live radio? Yes. Very big difference right there.
Non-human.
And I know that they would say things to us like, guys, do this off the air. No one wants to sit around and listen to the phone ring and wait to see if a person picks up. And I get it, but this is very important if we're giving stuff away. Hello?
Hi, this is Kira.
Are we live?
Is this a
or
person?
Are you a robot?
I'm definitely real.
Prove it.
Hello, my name is Kira, and I am a real person. Robots can't sing, right?
Yeah, they can't.
Click all the crosswalks.
True. Now click them again.
Wait, what?
Oh, see, I knew it. Hey, Kira, good news. You are the right name that has been pulled off of this list, which means it's Klein Alley. We're live on K-Rock with good news to deliver for you. You're heading to Canada to see Evanescence.
That's so insane. That is so insane. I don't even know what to say right now. That's so amazing.
She's definitely human. Robots would know what to say.
They haven't figured out how to be speechless.
I mean, that is just incredible. I'm going to cry. Aww. Evanescence means everything to me. Mm. Like, Amy is my childhood savior. This is so incredible.
Well, here's the details, and I would love to let you ramble on, but I know you're going through all the emotions right now, and we almost moved on and called someone else. I'm glad we gave you another shot. You'll be seeing Evanescence in Montreal on June 30th, and again in July at the Kia Forum. Congratulations for winning K-Rock's Road Trip USA.
Wow, thank you guys.
Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. Just gave away a trip to a very satisfied K-Rock listener who will be heading to Montreal to see Evanescence, her childhood hero. And now we give you the chance to travel somewhere a little closer to home, and we're actually putting the road trip back on the road. You'll be getting onto a bus and heading to Santa Barbara with Postmaster Johnny. We were going to call this the Baddie Bus, and it was going to be all baddies and Johnny. And then we decided maybe we make it a banger bus. Regardless, we don't know what type
Everyone bangs Johnny.
Everyone bangs Johnny. Regardless, it's going to be a bus. And then we talked about, did we ever get approval on doing the singles bus to Santa Barbara? Because then we thought, oh, let's just fill the bus with single people.
I think we got silence, which I feel like is a good thing.
So here's the important thing, is that if you qualify throughout the day today at K-Rock, and that will be at 9, noon, 3, and 6, you will get yourself tickets onto what they're calling the K-Rock Party Bus. So they didn't go with our
ideas. Because it's more legal friendly than Banger Bus.
And you will be heading up to Santa Barbara for K-Rock's Road Trip USA destination number 5 to see... Do you have to let it linger? Oxygen in the pocket. Royal Otis. And a bus full of K-Rock partiers will be heading to Santa Barbara. Beautiful there this time of year, I was told. Not hot as balls. And if you'd like to win your way in, you'll have chances at 9, noon, 3, and 6 all week long to get on the bus. I think it's a win, you're in. On the bus and going to Santa Barbara to see them. Last year, Royal Otis played our Endless Summer Barbecue. And they're a good time. We would love you to get a chance to go see them in Santa Barbara. And we will be giving away bonus trips every day this week on our show. And today, I believe the question will be in honor of it still being Pride Month, even though Allie is so upset because she believes that the World Cup has stolen all of her Pride thunder. She says,
she said,
get out of here, foreigners. It's my month. And I was like, whoa, Allie, crazy.
Nope.
So, but the point is that today, in honor of Johnny being the ringleader of this bus, we're going to ask you what is the gayest thing about you, regardless if you identify as straight. Everyone has something about them.
Oh, yeah, gay, straight, does not matter. Yeah. Everybody has something gay about them. There are a lot of straight, very, very straight men out there who get their get regular pedicures.
Right. So you tell us what it is, and that could score you a bonus spot on the bus. So we'll be giving away bonus spots on the bus to Santa Barbara with Royal Otis, and that's going to be happening all week. If you want to win the old-fashioned way and don't want to share any stories, you can just call the station at 9, noon, 3, and 6.
And then you can finally be one of those people in L.A. who says, I got to get up to Santa Barbara, and then actually does.
Got to get up to Santa Barbara.
Everyone always said, God, I got to get up there. It's so beautiful up there.
Let's do something this summer. I think I'm going to go to Santa Barbara.
I never go up there. We always talk about it.
And then in September, how was Santa Barbara? We never did.
No, we never. We got to get up to Santa Barbara.
So we'll give you the chance to win that trip, and we'll take care of your travel, your show, and everything else coming up. Quick break, back in a moment with an opportunity for you to have a Father's Day redo. Did your Father's Day suck yesterday? Maybe you were sitting in a shower with a skunked dog and a jar of peanut butter, or maybe it sucked for other reasons. We would like to give you the gift that you didn't get yesterday. You wanted something, maybe you asked for a golf club, and instead you got a homemade macaroni card. We have for you a giant TV. It's the final of our giant TVs to give away, plus we'll give you that mountain of meat, and we're looking for all of the stories as to why you had a Father's Day fail yesterday so we can turn it around and make it a positive experience today. 800-520-1067. We're going to come back with those stories and give away this final TV next, and then, Allie, the grand prize winner. All these dads who qualified got themselves $100 worth of meat, but today someone's going to get $500.
Oh, my gosh. We have so much to do today.
So lots to give you. The bribery runs thick, and we will come back with that and more after this. All right, let's give away a giant TV to a dad who is deserving of one, or maybe you're not a dad necessarily, but you identify as one. I always thought the Monday after Father's Day should be Other Father's Day, where we celebrate all of the stepdads and the absentee dads.
Oh, I wished all my stepdads a happy Father's Day.
I don't think they get, like, the real day, but, like, I think the Monday after is, like, the appropriate for, like, the... Maybe you had some mouth babies, or maybe you're like Jake.
Or like a dad, people who are just dad-like.
Yeah, all the kind of other dads get the Monday after. Like Jake, you know, considers himself a dad because of his dog, Kibby, but
not a dad.
People say that. I don't say that.
Yeah.
People don't say that.
Anybody who wished you a happy Father's Day, Jake, is an idiot.
There is numerous.
Ridiculous.
Who wished you a happy Father's Day?
All sorts of like Instagram followers, all sorts of people.
Did they preface the fact?
Those aren't real people.
Yeah, those aren't real people.
All sorts of digital bots.
Yeah, I got tons of messages.
Did they like
hey, good, you're a great dog dad, blah, blah, blah.
See, that's why. He needs the Monday after. We take all the rest, all the others.
He doesn't even get that.
No, Jake gets the Tuesday after.
I'll take it.
Who's left? Dog dads.
I was so inspired last week by us giving away these TVs and hearing just how happy it made the dads that won them that I was sitting there and I thought to myself, you know what? My dad's TV sucks. He had a 40-inch TV. in his living room.
And the only living room?
And the only reason he had a 40-inch TV is because I gave him that 5 years ago when he had a 27-inch TV. And I said, this is pathetic, dude. You got to step it up. So he had this crappy 40-inch TV that I'd gotten him that I didn't think it would even last very long. It was definitely not a good brand. And I was so inspired by how happy people were giving away the 75-inch TVs that I got my sent my dad a TV.
What size?
75 inches.
Nice.
Not an inch less. Whoa. I said, that's the number. Everyone wants it. Yeah. Everyone's excited. TC, I went with the one we're giving away, dude. I got so inspired by
it. Oh, I thought you were going to... You went with something else.
I went with the exact one that we're giving away, and I got no deal. I didn't steal one from a listener. I paid full price.
Yeah, why didn't you call Uncle Scott, by the way?
Dumbass.
I didn't think about that.
He's got him, like, coming out his
the
butt.
The exact ones that we're giving out for free all week.
But he was so excited when the thing arrived, and he's a guy, I don't need anything guy, and he was so excited, and now I have become 24/7 tech support for him with every question.
Yes, that is because they're smart TVs. They need a lot of connecting.
There's
a lot of account activation that needs to happen.
I'm thinking about having them come back and pick it up today because it's just nothing but ever since it was questions about how to get it out of the box.
What are you FaceTiming?
Oh, a lot of FaceTiming. Yeah. Him holding up cords saying, what does this cord do? Yeah. One of the cords he held up was the curtain. He was holding up a cord, and the cord he thought he was holding up and asking where he needed to plug it into was part of the window curtain. I said, Dad, that's part of a curtain, man. It's not a cord.
You don't have to plug that in.
So if you do give this TV to a father in your life, and he's, north of 70, just
be able to set it up for him.
Be on the understanding that he may try to plug a window curtain into it to get it going. Let's say hi now to all these people that's Father's Day did not go according to plan, and let's go ahead and make someone's Father's Day instantly better, even if it is the day after. And we kick things off right now with Kelsey. Good morning, Kelsey. What's up?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, doing fine. What was up with your Father's Day?
Yeah, I mean, besides the Father's Day that my grandfather passed away, yesterday my dad accidentally stopped watching the grill and all of the meat burned. So we ended up having to order takeout.
Oh, that's such a shameful moment for a dad, too, because they have such pride in their barbecue skills. He just abandoned his task?
He did, and I think where he went wrong, he didn't wear... You know how fathers, like, typically wear those sandals? They have, like, the grilling shoes. I think because he didn't have his grilling shoes on yesterday,
he wasn't in grill mode.
The first of many mistakes, exactly.
I think it's weird on Father's Day because usually grilling, that's when you step up. But on Father's Day, you also go like, I guess this is kind of the day that if I'm ever going to like let others
relax,
and then you go, oh wait, that's right, no one else knows how to flip a burger. That's on me.
And now you have to order takeout, which is expensive, and you lost all that meat.
That's sad, by the way. All that meat burning. That's a bad one. All right. Well, we may have to give him a giant TV. Let's say hi to Jared. Good morning, Jared. Why was your Father's Day absolutely ruined?
Sorry. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yesterday for Father's Day, my family took me out to eat, and my son pooped on me.
Was he wearing a diaper, or he just flat out pooped?
Is he 20, or?
No, he's 2 years old, but he's in this phase where he's taking off his diaper.
Oh.
And at the restaurant, he took it off, and it, dripped out of his pants and onto what I was wearing. Mm.
That restaurant still have an A in the window, or do they have to replace that with a B or a C after that happened?
Well, I didn't tell anyone at the restaurant. I kind of just got up and went in the restroom and cleaned it up.
You have to replace it with a 2.
Yeah, that's... Hey, you're replacing our A with a 2. What is that about?
That's funny.
Baby crapped his dad at booth number 4 earlier. All right, that's a terrible...
Usually, also par for the course, though, with a 2.
You think of all the days it's going to happen, Father's Day. That's kind of one of those things where it's poetic. In some ways, it's beautiful because you're like, yep, I'm a dad now.
It does depend on when that happens, too, before the meal or after the meal. Before the meal, that's worse.
Celebrating your Father's Day fails. The nice thing is one of you will go ahead and turn that bad day into something great because you will be getting a giant TV and a bunch of meat. You can buy whatever the hell you want. We recommend nothing but meat at Vons Albertsons Pavilions with a giant gift card. And then Vanessa says all of the dads who won these TVs from us last week, including today, were all written down. One of them is going to get picked, and they're going to get an additional $500 to buy all the meat and or booze they need. Michael on K-Rock, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sweet Divots.
What happened?
I worked on Father's Day, but before that, I got woken up by my wife saying she drank too much, so she had to go to the hospital. Took her to the hospital, stood there a while, had to leave to go to work. then come back. My older daughter went to go pick her up from the hospital. She forgot it's Father's Day, went to her boyfriend's house to spend the day with him. My younger daughter forgot that it was even Father's Day, too. And then I didn't get no text or nothing to say Father's Day. Then when I get back home, my wife's all like, oh, I forgot my prescription. I need to go back to the hospital. Go back to the hospital, and that's how I spent my Father's Day. And, yeah.
Never, not one person in your entire family sent you a text, gave you a coffee, nothing.
Nothing. So
Andy worked, by the way, on top of everything else.
Andy worked and had to go to the hospital multiple times, and then you had to pick up your wife's prescription just because she drank too much.
Mm, she sounds fun. Hey, Art. Good morning. Welcome to K Rock.
Hey, sweet dudes.
How was your Father's Day?
Spent it on the soccer field. Took her kid to a game. Tournament on Father's Day. Why not? They won. Had to wait a few hours to see if we're going to play the next game. We did. Lost that game. And then got home around 6 o'clock. No breakfast, no lunch, just soccer fields all day.
You know, I know people say that you should be...
I thought this was over. Isn't soccer over?
It's never over.
Oh, for club? No, it's year-round.
It's never over. Just when you think, oh, I think I just got a weekend maybe, or maybe I get this month. No, you don't. There's some sort of an alert about something that's happening.
I want to be clubbed in the face.
It's...
That sounds terrible. So he was just... At a soccer field, you have to wait around for hours just to find out if you're going to play again.
Yep. I mean, and I know people are saying, "Oh, that's what you do. That's part of being a dad." But boy, it does seem if you want to live your life in Camarillo, that's
it's always Camarillo, isn't it? Plenty of room out there.
Unless you live in Camarillo, in which case it's an hour away from
there. Endless soccer fields.
They'll make sure your tournament is always an hour away from where you are. Hugo, why did you have a terrible Father's Day? Hi.
Hi. Good morning. So yesterday was actually my father-in-law's birthday, so we spent the day celebrating him.
Oh, he was a more important father?
I guess so, yeah.
That sucks when you got kind of overshadowed by a different dad.
So you were there, and you're also a dad, but there was no mention of you, no anything. Everything was about the father-in-law because it was the birthday, so he trumped you.
Yeah, it was his birthday, so we went out to where he wanted. We took him out for breakfast. Where he wanted to go for lunch, and then, we still ended up getting him a birthday cake later on in the day.
Did anyone mention at any point, hey, Hugo was also a dad? Like, were your kids there as well?
Even like a cheers.
Yeah, my kids were there, but, they're 2 and 4, so, they don't really have a good understanding of Father's Day just yet. So.
Yeah, it sucks at that point.
You didn't even get a card?
That's
rough.
Elise on K-Rock, women can have bad Father's Days too. Hi.
Hi, so we went bowling with my dad, and he was winning, and then all of a sudden my brother beat him because he got 4 strikes in a row, and then we ended up, we forgot to give him his card, and then we didn't give it to him until 5 o'clock.
So you beat him in bowling, the one thing that he was probably going to live off of for a year of bragging rights, and then at the end your little brother got 4 strikes in a row, and your dad lost at his own bowling tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, but Klein,
I think my brother beat him twice.
Yeah, when you're on a hot streak, you can't. You can't go back. I mean, you're a pretty good bowler, Klein. If you're getting 4 strikes in a row, that's like the best you've ever done.
The best bowling story that ever happened was courtesy of the show when Blind Charlie accidentally threw a ball into Allie's lane and ruined her entire perfect game, as she claims.
I was doing amazing until that happened.
Hey, Mike on K-Rock. Last one, then we got to give away this TV. There's a lot of dads here that claim their day was ruined yesterday. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. We did it. So yesterday was my first Father's Day ever. My son's just about turned 1, so we had my in-laws come over. And, of course, they brought their 2 small Pomeranian dogs with them. One of them ended up biting my son on the head.
Oh!
So I had to leave the tractor on the grill.
Where were you at, Dad?
Yeah, well, that's your fault.
The grill on Father's
Day. Oh, okay.
No, you were doing the other job. So you're on the grill, the Pomeranian bites your baby kid on the head, and then what?
So we ended up going to the urgent care. Spend a few hours there, getting flushed out. Once that's done, I still have to go to a 24-hour pharmacy, pick up some medication for him and everything. So that was a fun day. Came home to a cold plate of tri-tip and went to bed.
Cold plate of tri-tip that you had made hours earlier for yourself.
Yeah, you left, and exactly, I'm sure they just they didn't help maintain the meat while you were gone.
Out of curiosity, does your son have teeth marks in his head still?
He's got a good gash. He's kind of starting to scab over a little bit, but he's a trooper, though.
Well, listen, Natalie, we've heard some stories here.
That sucks. That is a terrible day.
I mean, that's also his first Father's Day, too. He finally earned a Father's Day, and it gets urgent. He's got all the things. He doesn't get the food he made. It's cold. He's got the urgent care trip, which sucks. That's going to be costly as well.
And I've been there. My first Mother's Day, I was also in the ER because my kid had a head fall. That was a rough, and I felt like a horrible parent, too. So that's the other part of it, is you feel like a bad parent, Mike, that you're there in the ER with your kid.
Mike, you let your kid be eaten by Pomeranians, but still, we are going to say, because you have tugged at our heartstrings in just the right way, and our short-term memory is fried. We don't remember any other caller. You won yourself a giant 75-inch TCL QM7L TV plus a Q75H soundbar, so it'll sound as good as it looks. Congratulations. Oh, wow. Also, we're going to give you, on top of that, $100 to spend at Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions. Reload that tri-tip and get yourself a nice hot tri-tip. You deserve it. And some Band-Aids for your kid's head. Congratulations.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Hey, there you go. See, now, it just went from being the worst Father's Day ever
to the best. Now you got a great gift.
To the best, right?
That's awesome.
And your kid is stronger for getting bit on the head by a
Pomeranian. And shout out those dogs' names. Give those dogs' names a shout out on K-Rock. Go ahead.
Louie and Teddy.
Louie and Teddy.
I was going to curse, but yeah.
I feel like every Pomeranian's name is Teddy.
Congratulations. Thank you, forever. I'm sorry we couldn't get to all the stories. And for everyone who called, thanks for sharing. All right, Vanessa, a lot of winners. Someone's going to get even more money as we go ahead and up that $100 to $500 for meat and booze and clearly first aid equipment. So Vanessa will come in with that name. We'll announce that on the airwaves next. And then we got lots more show to get into after this on KROQ. Fun or summer guaranteed all summer long. Thanks for spending your mornings with us here at K-Rock. And we are forcing fun upon each other. Now that summer is officially underway, we can start doing all the things that we've been forced to do. And we'll give one final spin to that wheel to figure out which one of us will indeed have the funnest summer ever. And Jake's out there in the streets trying to get people to take the oath that they will go against society and make sure that this is the funnest summer ever. It's about to be a lot funner for one of these dads here, Allie, because you've got all the names of the qualifiers. These are all people that won TVs from us this week. They're already going to have a better summer, at least watching TV. And now they're about to get a bonus $500 to spend. Thanks again to our friends, Vons, Albertsons, Pavilions. Appreciate you. You can buy everything you could possibly need for a funner summer there. Coolers, ice, booze, and lots of meat. Yep. Allie is pulling it out of the Klein Allie Show mug.
Yes, I've got five names inside of what is known as the worst Father's Day present ever. Well,
there it is.
A mug.
The Klein Allie Show Do Better mug. Not available at the store, but Allie says, of all of the fathers and women who qualified this week, the winner of the additional $500 is
the woman named Kim.
Kim, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Forget how she won, but
she won by her dad duct tape her pants.
Oh, yeah. Of course. That's right. It was Dad Lucian's, and her dad's solution was duct taping her pants and sending her to school, but he did it too tight, and she went number one all over herself because she couldn't get her pants off.
Think of all the duct tape you can buy with $500.
So, Kim, congratulations. You, and I believe she immediately gave that TV to her father as well. So, that's a beautiful story right there. Congratulations, Kim. And now let's find out what people in the streets are going to do to have a funner summer 2026.
What's your name?
Lionel Dalton.
Lionel from where?
I'm near Crenshaw area.
Lionel, what are you doing to have a funner summer?
A funner summer. Just
walking away from this conversation immediately.
It's just high stepping it away.
Just going to the beach. I love the beach, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love going to the beach. That's a good vibe for me.
Yeah. Would you be willing to pledge and swear to do that this summer, that to make sure you have a funner summer?
I try to do that every day, man. I pledge and have that every, try to do it every day, man. My name is Lionel, and I solemnly pledge I'm going to have a fun summer by going to the beach and having a good time.
That's an officially legal bind. That's legally binding right there, Allie.
Let's hope that that man doesn't get swept away by a king tide.
Right, because that's been happening this summer to make the summer less fun. Here's Joe, who wants to have a funner summer and has agreed to take the pledge.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe from where?
Joe from North Hollywood, California.
Joe, what are you doing to have a funner summer?
Oh, baby. I'm drinking, I'm eating, I'm having a great time. I just wake up every day and I'm going to let summer wash over me.
Joe, would you swear to do that? To have a funner summer, would you swear?
Yeah.
So, my name is Joe, I solemnly swear.
My name is Joe and I solemnly swear to have a badass motherfucker
summer by doing?
By eating, bitch. I'ma eat and have a good summer. It's summertime. It's time for eating. It's time for eating. It's time for loving. It's time for bro Zempic, that shit. You better. I want to see bitches out there eating through the Ozempic.
Nice.
That's one more guy who's got a pledge to have a funner summer.
And that man is 600 pounds.
So that's just some of the many, many people that are claiming that they're taking the pledge to have more fun all summer long.
Take back fat again.
That's right. And in case you need to have some more fun as we go into this break, Allie, hopefully this brings it to you.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We can write your name down. I'm not going to do the writing because my handwriting is illegible. But illegibles.
You're right.
I don't know. Could be stroking out.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Okay. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. We'll do your ADD news now, and then we've got the first spot for you to hop on this bus that we just announced. We'll be traveling to Santa Barbara, California. Lovely place. And you'll be seeing Royal Otis when you get there. And your camp counselor for this journey will be a man by the name of Postmaster Johnny. So it'll be a stimulating, insightful, intelligent conversation for 2 hours plus. You could probably do that drive in an hour 30 if you hit the right amount of traffic. I would say anywhere.
You blow through the construction zones.
Anywhere from 1:30 to 6 hours, depending on the construction. Regardless, you'll be going there. You'll be seeing Royal Otis. It'll be great. And we have the first spot on that bus waiting for you in about 5 minutes right here on K-Rock. Right now, though, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
It's very easy to believe in the public school system when your superintendent is being investigated by the FBI. Alberto Cavallo has officially resigned because he's being investigated by the FBI. They raided his house a few months ago. They were looking into school district contracts and a failed AI chatbot project, just to name a few things. After the raid, he was put on paid administrative leave, which sounds great. But I guess he decided things were probably going to get worse, so he decided to step down so as not to be a distraction to the students and all their learning. And just if you're keeping track, while he was in charge, there was also a major cyber attack, a bunch of strikes, and declining enrollment in addition to the failed chatbot, among other projects. So it seems overall he either sucked at his job or was horribly unlucky.
And also you got these early dismissal days. I mean, come on with that noise. Get rid of that, right? Parents just sitting there doing their job. Oh, today's Tuesday. Got to get to school to an hour early.
This is my first. I just got my first, like, schedule for my kids. Because he's now going into TK, which is going to be the first real school. And his preschool, we pay. He could be there till 6 p.m. if we want. Right. Like, that's what we pay for, right?
That's the good old days.
And they're like, yeah, well, you know, the kids get this. School starts at 9 and ends at noon. I was like, what? That's not even a day. That's not even. So you have 3 hours, and then I'm supposed to, they're like, but we do have this very expensive after-school program.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here? So I'm paying just as much for that as I was for him to just go to preschool.
Yeah, you think free school is where it's at, and then you realize free school only goes for a certain amount of time. Then you got to figure it out.
You get what you pay for.
You sure do.
But then I think they say it's because we don't want to stress the kids out or whatever, and I'm like, but
stress them out.
You got to build up the tolerance,
yes.
Okay? I have to be able to leave my kids somewhere until 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's what we were all raised on. I thought school ended at 3. I thought every school ended at 3.
No, wrong.
Well, that's when I was a kid. Everything ended at 3.
On a long day, 2:20. On a short day, they get picked up at 1. There's a lot of minimum days, half days, teacher meeting days, teacher whatever, parent-teacher conference. Let's say that day off. Then the holidays. Everyone gets a holiday day, so they want to make sure everyone feels included. So it's like.
But then still, every teacher is like, God, when is summer coming?
I think my
it must still be that exhausting.
I think there's like one kid from like Zimbabwe. So they're like, we're doing Zimbabwe Heritage Day. That's the day off. I'm like, what? One kid?
Well,
doing the whole thing?
But then I thought that a lot of the other schools weren't doing like they don't celebrate the holidays because they're non-denominational, but then they still take the days off.
Yeah,
so it's like you don't celebrate it, but you still take the day off? What's going on here?
They did get Cesar Chavez day off, but then Chavez, all that bad stuff came out. So I said, why are you a bad Mexican? That's...
I mean,
shut up,
why
you.
Was he?
Good question. But that day is still off somehow. I don't know. Put that back in the calendar. Allie, wait till the beginning of school because they don't start it. You know, you think, school's year. Let's start on a Monday. They bring them back on like a Wednesday, and then they give them like
what's that about?
They give them like a half day to start, And then I think they
just
like...
Just so they can ease into
they
it?
They ease into it. But it's like you can't... No,
you know how a kid learns to swim? You throw them in a pool.
Throw them in the pool. Do the baby, the mommy bird thing and drop them off the nest. They
yes,
either fly
we
or
don't have to, you know, baby these kids like they can't handle anything. We can handle school. It's been going on for years.
If I don't know if Wesley can.
Yeah, he can.
He can. He has separation anxiety at the beginning. Uh-huh. He'll get over it.
Guy's going to be in a locker after the first day.
My kid's going to be cool.
Yeah, right. Put that tutu kid in the locker. He's got two moms.
It's a leotard, not a tutu. No,
that's what he's going to say. Oh, man, the last thing you're going to hear him say before he gets shoved in that locker. It's not a tutu.
TK, he's getting shoved in a locker.
It's a leotard.
He's four. The moment you get your first car is an exciting moment, whether your parents helped you out or you scraped enough money together to buy a used beater and call it your own. But that iconic milestone is becoming harder and harder to accomplish because prices for new and used cars are getting unrealistic.
Think buying a new car is getting out of your reach? Well, you're not imagining it. A new report finds the average new vehicle now costs about $50,000, while used cars are averaging nearly $27,000. Experts say automakers are dropping many of their lower price models and focusing on higher profit trucks, SUVs, and luxury vehicles instead. Industry analysts say more vehicles priced under $25,000 are disappearing altogether.
So they're just not offering the cheap car as an option. So usually when you're buying a first car or a used car, it's like, okay, I'm going to not have any of the bells and whistles. I'll just crank the window up and down. Right. I don't need that power door.
And they tell you all the things the car doesn't have. And then when you actually look at the window sticker, you realize there's a lot of space. Yeah. There's a lot of space on this sticker because the car does not have a lot of things. It's just the price.
But you're like, it's a $20,000 car.
Right.
So that's what I can afford, you know? And they don't even have that as an option anymore.
And also the interest rates are now, they start like at 6%.
Oh,
like
my
the
God.
Days of like 0% interest are gone.
And a lot of times the car companies would figure out a way, they would swallow it up or they would figure out ways to move around the numbers so you felt bad. I don't know how they did it, but it didn't seem to matter because I was like, I just want my payment to be under $400 a month.
Right.
Can we figure that out? Mm-hmm. Oh, we can't do that anymore? Why can't we? Used to be able to. Well, you have to go ahead and register the car in Vermont. Great, do that. Oh, that's illegal. Oh, wait, what? We can't do that?
Hey, do what you got to do to get around because everyone needs a car, especially in Southern California. You can't not have a car, and gone are the days where you can spend $3,000 on an old-ass used car because people selling used cars are selling them for crazy prices,
they
too.
They should have taken all that money they spent building that D-line that no one's riding, and they should have given everyone a car.
It's so true. Because
I mean, I don't know how many cars
that
you
place is like a ghost town.
That D town, the ride the D, they spent years and billions of dollars and there's no one on it. You could have probably, I would imagine you probably could have given 25,000 people a car.
Because the best case scenario is, okay, now I'm in Westwood.
Right.
Now what?
Right. I get it.
A restaurant is closing in Pasadena after 22 years. It's called Nikki C's Bar and Grill. It's on Rosemead. I guess it was very beloved by the community, and it originally closed at the end of last year when the roof failed. They said it was years of deterioration followed by a storm that they just couldn't come back from. The price of the repairs was going to be astronomical, so they closed down. But they said this week there is a final community sale being held where attendees are invited to stop by for a toast and take something home if they want. Anything from a bar stool to a glass or any other item of significance to you.
People have probably been doing that for years. I've been slowly taking silverware from this place
finally,
for years.
Finally, I can have a set.
You can finish this set of stolen cutlery that I've been putting together.
Amazing. If you've got some nice restaurant quality plates, too, you don't feel bad about breaking them or anything like that.
Yeah. That's right. Doesn't matter.
Those
if you have people
indestructible up. Plates.
Bring over the Fleming's plates tonight. Did you guys buy these?
We have guests.
Not exactly.
This is from Nikki C's Bar and Grill.
If you would like to hop on a bus and party your way up to Santa Barbara, we'd love you to call us right now. 800-520-1067. It's all part of our Funner Summer Guarantee. A bus filled with K-Rock listeners, known as the K-Rock Party Bus, to Santa Barbara. Postmaster Johnny will be on there. And when you arrive in Santa Barbara, you will be greeted by none other than Royal Otis. Caller 20, looking for you right now. 800-520-1067. Let's go.